What do you do when you see a whale, men? What do you do when you see a whale?
Sing out for him.
Aye, Captain. Sing out loud.
Sing out for him, do ye?
Aye, Captain. Sing out.
What do you do next, men?
Lower away.
Lower away and after him.
Aye, after him, Captain.
Aye, after him.
Aye, and what tune is it you pull to, men?
A dead whale or a stove boat?
Aye, that's a tune.
A dead whale or a stove boat?
I said it is.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Look ye, you see this ounce of Spanish gold. $16 gold piece, man. Do you see it? Oh. Hand me a top ball, Mr. Starbuck, and I'll fix this Spanish gold piece in the mast. Steward passes the great measure of grog. Whosoever of ye raises me a white-headed whale, white, mind ye, with a wrinkled brow and a great crooked jaw, whosoever raises me that whale with three holes punctured in his starboard fluke, whosoever of ye raises me that same white whale, he gets this big gold ounce, my boy. Yeah! A white whale, white, mind ye. Masters, skin your eyes for him, look sharp for white water.
Captain Ahab.
Aye, Tashtego.
That whale.
Aye, my sweet cannibal.
This here white whale.
Aye, 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 my lovely man-eater, what is it, Tash?
Is it the old white in itself? The one that some calls Moby Dick?
Moby Dick?
Moby Dick.
Ye know the white one, then.
Do we fantail a little curious, sir, before he go down?
Does he have a curious spout, too, Captain? Bushy, very bushy, even for a Palmer City. And mighty quick, too, Captain Ahab.
And is he one, two, three, a good many iron in them height to Captain? All twisky, tweaky, twask like him,
like him. Like him, like him, corkscrew, oh. Aye, Queequeg. Harpoons lie all twisted up and wrenched in him, and I dagoo, his spout's a big one like a shock of wheat as white as a Nantucket wool. And I tash he fantails like a split jib in a squall. Death and devil's men, it's Moby Dick you've seen. Moby Dick!
Moby Dick!
Captain Ahab! I, too, have heard of Moby Dick. Was it not Moby Dick that took away your leg?
Aye, Mr. Starbuck, I met him once. Aye, it was Moby Dick dismasted me. Moby Dick that brought me down to this dead stump I stand on now. Aye, it was that cursed white whale that raised me and made a pagan lubber of me to the end of time. That's what ye ship for, man. Ye ship to chase the white whale over every sea till he spouts black blood. What do you say, men, when you splice hands on it? Pass the grog again in double measure. Long swallows, men. It's hard as Satan's hoof. It spiralizes in ye. Spiralizes. Forks out of the serpent snapping eye. What do you say, men? A sharp eye for the white whale?
Aye, a sharp eye for the whale.
A sharp lead for him. For Moby Dick.
God bless ye, my hearties. God bless ye. Well, Mr. Starbuck, will ye not chase the white whale with the rest of us? Are ye not game for Moby Dick?
I'm game for his crooked jaw, Captain. And for the jaws of death, too, if it comes fairly in the way of business.
In the way of business?
But I signed out a course to hunt whales, not my commander's vengeance. How many barrels will your vengeance yield ye, if ye get it? How much will vengeance fetch in the Nantucket market?
Come closer, Mr. Starbuck. If money be the measure, if the accountants have computed the great counting house, the globe, by girdling it all with guineas, one to every three parts of an inch, then let me tell thee that my vengeance will fetch a premium here.
Vengeance? On a poor dumb brute that struck thee blindly, out of instinct? Vengeance on a poor dumb thing? It's blasphemy. Ahab! Beware of Ahab! Beware of thyself, old man!
He tasks me, Mr. Starbuck, tasks and heaps me. I see in Moby Dick outrageous strength, malice inscrutable. That thing inscrutable I chiefly hate. And be the white whale agent or be he principal, I'll wreak that hate on him. Talk not to me of blasphemy, man. I'd strike the sun if it insulted me. Drink, ye harpooneers. Drink and swear. Swear death to Moby Dick.
Death to Moby Dick!
If we hunt not Moby Dick, hunt us all.
God, keep us all.
For several days after we left Nantucket, nothing was seen above hatches of Captain Ahab. The mates regularly relieved each other at the watches.
I don't much fancy shipping like this to so long a voyage with a man I've never met.
And Starbuck, the chief mate, a Quaker by descent.
I suspect some wrong.
Well, wrong or right, we've got 3 years before us to find out.
Stubb is the second mate, easy, good-humored, careless, takes perils as they come.
I've heard whatever ship old Ahab sails in pays something extra for insurance policy.
The third mate, Flask, of Tisbury in Martha's Vineyard, a most pugnacious gentleman concerning whales.
Oh, I've heard tales. Who knows?
Well, be it what it will, I'll go to it laughing. For a laugh's the easiest, wisest way to all that's queer.
Farewell and adieu to you Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu to you ladies of Spain. For we've received orders to sail for old England, but we hope in a short time to see you again.
The sailors, Spaniards, Manxmen, Dutch, Sicilian, Lascars, and Icelandic, all picked and packed by some fatality to sail our blessed whale ship from all the sides of the seas and all the ends of the earth. Our three tiger harpooners, Queequeg, the tattooed island aboriginal.
Me sabi plenty.
The blood-skinned Iroquois Tashdego. And great Dagu, a giant coal-black African.
Who's afraid of black? Afraid of me?
Oh, God! To sail with such a heathen crew that have small touch of mothers in them.
Heathen, aye. But who can use a pious harpooner? Religion takes the shark out of them.
Well, all aboard this ship seems pretty sharkish.
8 bells there, Ford.
8 bells there, bellboy. Do you hear? Strike the bell 8.
8 bells there below. Tumble up!
And there is also Pip, the cabin boy. Black little Pip. Poor Alabama boy beating his tambourine. Once cast adrift, tossed by the billows till the whitecaps drove him mad. Now on the Pequod's forecastle he chants his songs.
Farewell and adieu to you Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu to you ladies of Spain.
Got it, Pip! Bang it, bellboy!
Be cheery, my lads, let your heart never fail, while a bold harpooner is striking the whale.
And there on the quarterdeck stood Captain Ahab. Cut away from the stake he looked, wasted by fire but not yet consumed. Moody and stricken he stood before us, a crucifixion in his face.
There are whales in these parts. I smell them. Look sharp for whales, all of ye. And if ye see a white one, split your lungs for him.
What do you think of that now, Mr. Starbuck? Ain't there a small drop of something queer about that, eh?
Aye, a white whale.
Did you mark that? There's something special in the wind. Stand by for it.
I fear me that you're right. Ahab has that that's bloody on his mind.
Turning to eastward, the Cape winds began. They howled round us as we rose and fell upon long, troubled seas. The feminine air has gentle thoughts. The snow-white wings of speckled birds, and in the deeps, mighty leviathan, the gentle giant squid, swordfish and shark, these the untroubled murderous thinkings of the masculine sea. Tied up, twisted, eyes like coal still glowing in the ashes of a ruin, Ahab lifts up to the clearness of the morn his splintered helmet of a brow. This glad, this happy air, this winsome sky seems almost to dissolve the canker wrinkled beating in his heart. The cruel stepmother world now throws affectionate arms around that stubborn neck. Old Ahab drops a tear into the sea. Nor does the vast Pacific hold such a wealth as that one drop.
Starbuck.
Sir?
Starbuck, it's a mild, mild wind and a mild-looking sky. On such a day as this, such a sweetness such as this day, Starbuck, I struck my first whale. A boy harpooner of 18. Many years continual whaling, Starbuck. Many years away, away, whole oceans away from that young girl I wedded. Sailing next day from Cape Horn, leaving in my marriage pillow one small dent. Oh, Starbuck, Starbuck, what a 40 years fool. Fool, old fool as I have been. Tell me, do I look so very old? I feel almost deadly faint and bowed and humped as if I were old Adam staggering beneath a piled-up century since paradise. Close, stand close to me and let me look into a human eye. 'Tis better than the blank sea or the empty sky. This is the magic glass, man. I see my wife and child there in your eye. Ah, Starbuck. Starbuck, lower not when branded Ahab would give chase to Moby Dick. Not with my far-off home there in your eye.
Oh, Captain. Captain, grand old heart. Why should you or anyone give chase to that damned, hated fish? Let us fly these deadly waters. Let us home. Alter the course. Let me. How cheerfully, then, my captain, we'll bowl our way to old Nantucket. I think, sir, they have some such mild blue days even as this. Back in old Nantucket.
They have. They have, I've seen them. Some summer morning such as this. Tis noon nap now. My boy wakes, sits up in his bed, and his mother comes and tells him of me. Cannibal old me, the way I'm abroad upon the deep, but will come back to dance him once again.
Mary, my own Mary, promised that each morning my boy should be carried to the top of the hill to catch the first glimpse of his father's sail. Yes. Yes, no more. Come, Captain, study the course, and let's away. See. See. The boy's face from the window. The boy's hand on the hill.
What inscrutable, unearthly thing commands me? Is Ahab Ahab, or is it I, a god that lifts his arm? If the great sun move not of himself, but is an errand boy in heaven, well, then does this brain think thoughts unless God does that thinking? By heaven, man, we're turned around the world like yonder windlass. Fates, the handspike, and all the time, that smiling sky and that unsounded sea. Aye, it's a mild, mild wind and a mild-looking sky. The air smells now as if it blew from meadows far away. They've been making hay somewhere under the slopes of the Andes, Starbuck, and the mowers now are sleeping in the new-mown hay.
The attentive ship comes bearing to our rescue, picks up floating mariners, tubs, oars, and broken lances, whatever can be caught at. With bloodshot, blinded eyes, the white brine caking in his wrinkles, Ahab is helped up to the deck.
His ivory leg, it snapped!
Aye, nothing's left there but a short, sharp splinter. It's an omen flask. Bad.
Harpoon, harpoon, safe.
Aye, sir. Here.
Help me up to stand, man. So. 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 Hello, Flair, what do you see?
Nothing, sir.
I've oversailed him now. Got the start, aye? He's chasing me and not I him. Are there any missing?
No, sir. Just little Pip, sir.
A bad beginning, sir.
Aye, an omen. A bad omen.
Aye, omen, an omen! When the gods would speak to man, they'll speak outright. Not shake their heads and give old wives darkling hint. Hands off! Ye two of mankind. But old Ahab stands alone among the millions of this peopled earth. Nor gods, nor men, his neighbors. How now, Lawfair, what do you see?
Nothing, Captain. It's growing very dark.
Brace sharp a crowder into the wind's eye. Bind fast, me splintered stump.
Great God, but for one single instant, show thyself. Never, never wilt thou capture him, old man. In Jesus' name, no more of this. Twice stove to splinters. Thy very leg snapped in two, and all good angels mobbing thee with warnings. What more wouldst thou have? Shall we keep chasing him until he stoves in the last of us? Shall we be towed by him to the eternal world?
Starbuck, of late, I'm strangely moved by thee, aye, ever since we both saw thou knowest what in one another's eyes. But in this matter of the whale, Starbuck, be thy face as front to me as is the palm of this my hand, a lipless and unfeatured blank. Ahab is forever Ahab, man. I'm the fate's lieutenant under orders. You see me here, an old man cut down to the stump, leaning on a shivered lance, propped on a lonely foot, is Ahab, Ahab's body's part. But Ahab's soul's a centipede that moves upon 100 legs. You see me strained, half-stranded, as ropes are two dismasted frigates in a gale. But ere I break, you'll hear me crack. Till ye hear that, no Ahab's hawse or toes is purposed yet.
Yes, she blows!
Still, still, that leaping spout. The eternal sap runs in old Ahab's bones again.
She blows! She blows!
Dead to leeward, he travels faster than I thought so. Lower the spare bolts, lower all. Starbuck, stay aboard and keep the ship stand clear of us but near us.
Fruits, look there! It's come about. The old white demon's changed his course.
About, come down all over the lookout. Are you brave, Mr. Stubb?
As fearless fire.
And the braces.
Against the wind he steers now for the open jaw. I disobey my guard obeying.
Are off there, keep him nailed.
Aye, sir.
All hands to the rigging of the boats, masseters. Sing out for every spout, aye, though we spout 10 times a second. Harpooneer, the irons! I'll 10 times go to the unmeasured globe and dive straight through it, but I'll slay them yet. Starbuck.
Sir.
Starbuck, some ships sail from their ports and other afterwards are missing, Starbuck.
Truth, sir, saddest truth.
Some men die at ebb tide, some at low water. Some at full of the flood, and I feel now much like a billow that's one crested cold, Starbuck. I am old. Shake hands with me.
Oh, Captain. Captain Noble Heart. Go not.
Lower away. Stand by the crew.
The sharks! Look how they come!
Sharks!
Heart of wrought steel, lowering thy keel among the ravening sharks!
Sharks are biting at our plying oars. The blades are jagged and crushed and leave small splinters in the sea at every dip.
Those teeth will give new rowlocks to your oars, men. Pull on!
But every bite, sir, and the blades grow smaller!
They'll last long enough. Pull on!
He's sounding, but he'll breach now. Quick.
Our boats dart forward to the attack. As all bedraggled with trailing lines, maddened by fresh irons corroding in him, the white whale breaches.
Reach me there on that white back.
The whale has turned. He meets our charge. With open jaws and lashing tail, all heedless of our darting lances, on each side he crosses and recrosses, tangling the lines so that they warp our boats each minute to the planted irons in him. Caught, twisted, corkscrewed in the mazes of the lines, the loose harpoons and lances with their bristling barbs come flashing, dripping to the bows of Ahab's boat.
I grin at thee, thou grinning whale. The lance, I want his heart.
He slowly churns with his sharp lance into the fish and keeps it there, and churns and churns.
I'm growing blind, I may not go my way a sight.
And churns as if he sought to feel after some gold. Watch the whale. had swallowed, but feared to break it, Erika took it out.
His heart. I'll have his heart.
Gush after gush of clotted gore shoots up into the frightened air. Starting from his dying trance, sensing the shadow of the nearby ship, it may be two, acknowledging the Pequod as a nobler foe, the white-humped monster whirls and bears down on its black advancing prow. Still the black prow advances and the whale attacks. The smitten bow ends of the two flanks burst through. The mighty buttress of that forehead smites the starboard bow again and once again. Till men and timbers reel and through the breach we hear the waters pour.
Is this the end of all? Prayers, all my lifelong fidelities, nay, upheld them.
The ship! Great God, where is the ship?
Only the topmost spars stand clear. Once lofty perches, where the harpooners fixed by infatuation or fidelity or fate maintain their sinking lookouts on the sea.
No uncracked keel, God bullied hull, must she then perish and without me? Give me the last harpoon.
But yet unconquering, for hate's sake I spit my breath at thee, from hell's heart I stab at thee!
The harpoon darts too, the stricken whale flies forward, the harpoon line smokes through the groove, runs foul, and Ahab stoops to clear it, but the flying turn has caught him round the neck, and voicelessly as Turkish mutes bowstring their victims, Ahab is gone! The white whale, shrouded in a drooping veil of mist, falls swamping back into the deep, and then head-on comes churning his great tail among our boats, dashing them together like two rolling husks on a surf-beaten beach. Moby Dick bears Ahab's fatal iron down with him, down into a boiling maelstrom, where the wrecks, all bits and flakes of odorous cedar, whirl round and round like nutmeg in a bowl of punch that's swiftly stirred. The greedy vortex seizes on the ship, its crew, each floating oar and every lance pole carries the last small chip of the Pequod out of sight. Out of the sight of Ishmael. For I, and only I, escaped to tell thee. On the second day, a ship drew near me. It was the Rachel that, in search after her missing children, only found another orphan.